It told me.
It did. Well, that blew my cover, didn't it? Great. So here we go with Pastodian Poddy episode number 3. And thank you to everyone who's listened so far. The first two, we've been thrilled with the listening numbers. It's Emma Hanbury here, and I'm the Development and Alumni Relations Manager at St Mary's School in Cambridge. And just to remind you, this podcast is a chance for me to chat with some of our outstanding alumni and their time at the school, their happy memories, maybe some of them not so happy, but where they've managed to overcome challenges and looking back have made them stronger and more resilient. Again, I'm looking forward to hearing what have been their pivotal moments that have made these alumni choose a specific career and what amazing careers and lives they've been able to pursue or are planning to pursue. So let's take another walk down Bateman Street. And today, my awesome Pastonian or Poddy is Lexi Mackel, who is currently a graduate civil engineer for Blackwell, who she's just told me are an earth-moving company working on the HS2 project. So, hi, Lexi. Thank you for joining us. Lexi, I can tell you, is actually sitting in her car at the moment because as an engineer working on site, it's always noisy and busy. So she has taken to her car and is doing it from there. So what resilience already. So Lexi, when did you join the school and how old were you? What made you choose the school and what were your first sort of impressions and your first memories, first friends, teachers, all that sort of stuff?
All of that. Sure. Yeah. So I actually joined St Mary's really in the middle of the term during year 9. So we decided to move to St Mary's after some moving around. So we moved to Cambridge, I moved to school in Cambridge. And we ended up deciding on St Mary's because of such the lovely feel it gave. You know, we had a look around at some other schools and we just decided that St Mary's felt lovely. And I think that's the main thing that really stood with me through my time at school about how lovely and caring it was. And I think for me that was really important. So I joined in year 9, which was a bit tricky. Girls in year 9 is a difficult age, but everyone, the teachers particularly, were all so welcoming. And yeah, honestly, it was just a lovely experience, really.
Brilliant. So it is quite difficult to move midterm, so that must have been even more challenging, but you did that well. And what were your sort of favorite subjects at that stage at school, do you think?
Yeah, so I think for me in general, science really had always been a favorite. I think I enjoyed the practical side, as a lot of people say, of the sort of the science, doing experiments. That was all really fun. And I remember going straight into physics and chemistry lessons in year 9 and just being straight into the experiments, and I sort of loved that. But I actually also really loved quite a lot of other things. I loved PE. I did Spanish AS level as well, so I loved the languages. I really felt for me there was quite a lot that I loved at school, so it was quite hard to pick something to go down.
Okay. And so in the end, you obviously your A-level choices, what did you choose in the end?
Yeah, so in the end, my final 3 A-levels were maths, physics and biology. So I stuck with the 3 sort of mathsy, sciencey ones. I think I decided that science ultimately was the way I wanted to go. I think I wanted a career in something sciencey. It felt kind of cool at the time. So
yeah,
I thought that's what I'd pick. So I went with those 3 as they were my sort of going to definitely do maths. And then the 2 of my preferred sciences, so biology and physics.
And did you take a gap year and have some sort of work experience, or did you go straight on to university?
No, so I went straight into university. Yeah, so I finished up my A-levels and got accepted. I actually got into my second choice of university, which was it was a very emotional day, but it's so exciting to get into somewhere. So I went off to Loughborough to study civil engineering. So I just went straight into that.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that your time at St Mary's had prepared you well for that leap from, you know, an all-girls school to, you know, a huge university with all the challenges or all the excitement that could bring? But you felt well prepared.
All the boys, yeah.
Yeah. well, I wasn't going to say that.
No, 100%. And I think for me, actually, going through an all-girls school was a huge part of how I've felt so sort of confident in doing a STEM subject. I think I've always felt that St Mary's has given me that real boost into it. I think having gained the confidence through A-levels, you know, I remember being in quite small classes of girls doing the sciences, and there was a lot of wobbles and we were all a bit unsure. And I think by the time you get out, you know, you finish your A-level year, and at that point, you know, you're ready, you're confident in what you're doing, and you know that you've been taught well, and you've got the skills to move on. And I think that really helped moving into such a male dominated field in general. And my university course was completely male dominated, but I think because I'd had such a strong, you know, education and female powerful education, I felt quite comfortable, you know, going in there and being confident in myself, which I think for me was a huge important point. I think I'd grown so much at St Mary's, and it gave me so much of what I needed.
And did you have any ideas then about the career, or was it you just would, that was the degree and you wanted to pursue that?
I think, in all honesty, I think it's really easy for a lot of people, you know, particularly adults, to say, you know, what do you want to do? And I think when you're sort of that age and just picking subjects that you like, it's quite difficult to think about what you want to do when you're older. I think I never thought I'd actually be older and in a job, but here I am. But I think for me, it really was picking the subject. But I think at school as well, you guys had been quite honest in saying, look, if you're not sure what you want to do, pick a good degree, you know, and pick something that maybe would lead into a job. And so I think for me, civil engineering was always going to lead into a job, and whether I decided to go into that in the end or not was sort of up to me, but at least I had the option. So I think for me, picking a degree which had a career path at the end of it felt quite comforting, and that was definitely something St Mary's had recommended to me. You know, my sort of science teachers had said, you know, if you do engineering, there's always that career path. So I think I picked the degree, but knowing that it could lead to something if I enjoyed it.
Yeah, brilliant. And so did you do any sort of internships in the summers, or any, did you have any work experience that was that a good idea, do you think?
Yeah, at university. So I did all three of my sort of university summers. I did placements on them. So I live locally to Cambridge, so I actually worked on the A14, on the lovely road improvement scheme,
which we all know and love.
We do. Yeah. Which is looking lovely now. But so I worked on that all three of my summer placements, and hugely for me that was just the sort of first steps into the real world and getting a bit of experience of having a job. And I think all of those skills that you need to learn about, you know, getting up in the morning, all of that you lose a little bit of when you go to university. But I think that for me gave me the sort of idea of what ish I wanted to do, and I could tell what I did and didn't like it in the job. So I 100% would recommend finding some placements and getting involved.
Great. And so sort of friendships from St Mary's, have you stayed in touch with many people, or you know, can we persuade you to come back and talk to be an ambassador for us, to talk to the sixth form and, you know, careers and things like that? Because it's always so useful to have that continuity and that sort of support from alumni. So can we persuade you to do that?
100%. I'd love to. Yeah, I'm actually an official. Yeah, I'm a STEM ambassador. So that is something I love to do, is come and talk about what we do and how to get more girls into engineering. So I think that's a really important step forward. But yeah, of course, I'd love to come back. I have stayed in contact with a few friends. I think with social media, it makes it so easy to sort of keep up to date with people. But I do have a few friends, back in Cambridge that I still sort of go and meet up with for drinks at a weekend. So
that's good to hear. So sort of, if you were talking to the current sixth form now, or to your former self at 18, what would be your sort of advice to yourself, do you think?
Yeah, I know for me that I was always really worried, I think, particularly at that age, about, what am I going to do? You know, how am I going to get there? How do I know this? How do I know that? And I think for me, it really is, it's quite cliche, but I'd really say, don't worry about it so much. Everything always does work out okay. Mm. And you do always find stuff that you like within everything. I think it's really important to follow what you like, but I think not worrying so much about it and just going with it and picking something is your best way forward.
I think with the current climate that we've been to, and I mean, you know, particularly with your sort of age group, I think so many people have had so many sort of adversity to put up with that actually I think if something doesn't work out, something else will. So I think that's you know, absolutely brilliant advice to anybody, is just to keep open-minded and not to worry, as you say. Brilliant advice. Thank you. Well, that's brilliant. So your job now, just tell us briefly, what is your job? You know, what's a day in the life of at the moment?
What is a day in my life? It's sitting in my car taking No, so for me, I've joined as a graduate engineer, and they've definitely thrown me in the deep end. I think that's another thing, coming from St Mary's, everyone always knows you'll be fine. So yeah. I think they do like to throw you in. But so a typical day for me is so varied. I spend most of my day on my feet, which I love. So another reason why I went into civil engineering is so I love doing PE and just keeping active and being busy. Yeah. I didn't really want a 9-to-5 job, sort of office space, sitting down all day. And for me, I rarely get a minute to sit down and have a cup of tea. So I spend a lot of time writing up documents for people on site and checking over documents. And then I get a lot of phone calls to ask me questions when things have gone wrong. And I just spend a lot of time running around between places, getting people set up and getting digging so we can get this railway done.
So the Blackwell, who are an earth moving company, that is literally you are moving the earth for the HS2 tracks. Is that right? In simple terms. Keep it simple for me.
No. I don't think I could explain it that much more, to be honest. No, 100% you've got it. So we are working down, on the southern section, just sort of north of London in the North Chilterns area. We're digging the ground, digging the earth and building up embankments and doing excavations all ready for the HS2 line to be going in.
Brilliant. Gosh, it's been fabulous to talk to you. Thank you so much. I've got a little bit of excitement for you, in that we have a gift for you for doing this, which is a St Mary's bottle of rosé wine, which is delicious, which we commissioned for the anniversary year a couple of years ago, 18 months ago, which when you're next in Cambridge, when you next come and visit us, we'll be waiting for you in reception. So thank you so much for doing this. And I think it's particularly relevant because I think is it National Women in Engineering Day yesterday?
That's it. Yeah, it was yesterday. And there was a lot of cheer in the office for women getting out there and getting in engineering. So I would highly recommend to anyone looking at maybe doing engineering but being a bit put off that you should definitely go for it. So Mary's gives you all the skills to go for it, and it is great. And I think we really need to encourage more women into the industry, get a more diverse workforce. But no, thank you very much. I look forward to coming to collect my rosé.
Well, that's brilliant. Thank you so much, and we'll be in touch soon.